Engineer. Comparison against equivalent retailers. Visit cinch.co.uk/range claim. Mileage restrictions and terms apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, Hezbollah's deputy chief says he's preparing for a ground invasion into Lebanon from Israel. Naim Qassem has been speaking after an apparent Israeli strike hit central Beirut, killing the group's leader. Former head of the British Army, Lord Dannett, says Israel could send in troops.
Whether the Israelis will do that will be their judgment as to whether they feel they need to do that, whether they're making enough success in Lebanon, in southern Lebanon, with the very successful airstrikes that they've been conducting with some massive weapons. That's a judgment call, which I don't think they've decided on.
A 96-year-old woman who killed another pensioner when her car mounted the pavement as she left a bridge club has been given a suspended sentence. June Mills admitted causing death by dangerous driving in Formby on Merseyside last August. She told police she lost control of her Vauxhall Corsa when it accelerated unexpectedly and hit Brenda Joyce. The judge said the case was a tragedy from every angle. The Old Bailey has heard a schoolboy's murder in southeast London is alleged to have been tit-for-tat and had the hallmarks of a turf war. 15-year-old Dejon Campbell was stabbed in the leg with a zombie knife last Sunday in Woolwich. Three teenagers have been charged and a provisional trial date set for June. Two Tory leadership candidates will face members' questions at the party conference later. Tom Tugendhat and Kemi Badenoch will take to the stage in Birmingham this afternoon. Scottish Tory MP Andrew Bowie thinks the party can turn its fortunes around.
I think we can offer a positive, optimistic vision for the future, completely at odds with the doom and gloom being espoused by the current occupants of number 10 and number 11.
And the Oasis reunion tour has suddenly got a lot bigger. Liam and Noel are heading to North America next August. They'll play Toronto, Chicago, New Jersey, Los Angeles and Mexico City. And the weather, heavy rain in Wales and northern England, bright spells in Scotland, blustery in the south and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
I'm Anne-Marie Minhall. Much more music to share with you this Monday afternoon. Clocks and cellos to come after Camila.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Italy's Leonardo Leo, or to give his full name, Leonardo Ortensio Salvatore de Leo, Leo Leo, to his mates. Part of his cello concerto, the second movement, Sol Gambetta, with members of her family making up Capella Gambetta. And it was the London Symphony Orchestra and chorus with conductor Richard Hickox who brought us the opening to Carmina Burana, O Fortuna, composed by Carl Orff. Hope I find you well this Monday afternoon. I know it's sort of there and it's right behind us, but I hope you had a nice weekend. I spent part of mine in Lille, beautiful Lille in France, and the sun shone and there was much cheese consumed. But lovely to be back with you for the rest of this week for requests and the Great Music Hall of Fame still to come this afternoon, our 3 at 3. And in a moment or two from now, a chance to win a holiday of a lifetime. Thank you. Tick Tocking of Haydn's Symphony No. 101, the second movement of the Clock Symphony, as it's nicknamed, the Scottish Chamber Orchestra with Robin Ticciati. And with clocks in mind, 2:15 on Classic FM. Seven nights of beachside luxury. Thinking about that with rain and cooler temperatures brings a song to my heart. So Classic FM could be sending you to the Maldives, all thanks to our very good friends at Kenwood Travel. We'll take you away to a beautiful, all-inclusive five-star hotel with villa, private beach, flights, your food and drink. We've got that, all of it. There's a spa treatment, snorkeling trips, excursions. We could go island hopping, sunset cruises, even fishing, if that's your fancy. Could be for you and your other half, or take up to two children along, all up to you. And if you do take the little ones, the kidlings, don't worry, because there is a kids club too. Here comes the important bit. For your chance to win, you text the word SUN, that's S-U-N, to 61812. A voluntary donation of just £5 from every text supports Global's Make Some Noise, which is our charity. You've got until 6pm on the 11th of October to enter. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may still be charged. Please keep your phone handy. We might be calling you. Standard network rates apply. You need to be 18 or over. And to see the list of participating global stations and full T's and C's, just go to makesomenoise.com. So get texting S-U-N, SUN, to 61812.
This is Classic FM.
Opening to Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto, John Williams, our soloist with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra getting in on the action as well. And before it, we heard the Mannheim Chamber Orchestra with Josef Suk's Serenade for Strings, the opening movement. Nice to hear that this afternoon. Brahms, I've got lined up next for us to enjoy today. The man, I suppose, we think about his huge symphonies, kind of full-blooded, large-scale works. But when he wrote the piece we're going to hear today, he was a very different composer because his comfort zone was sitting at a piano, just him, really. And the music for solo piano kind of bookended his life. So this work was his very creation, very first one for the piano on a more epic scale. Piano Concerto number 1. Took him 4 years to write. He was clearly at pains to ensure its premiere was a success. you, Brahms. The third movement, the finale to Piano Concerto No. 1, Stephen Huff with the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra under Mark Wigglesworth. And by the way, this coming Thursday, Stephen Huff will be playing that concerto in full at Brangwyn Hall in Swansea, and then a little later in the month, the 16th of October, in Birmingham's Symphony Hall with Mark Elder conducting the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. You get a chance to see Stephen Huff live. Grab it with both hands and sell your granny to get a ticket. 20 to 3, Classic FM, and just around the corner, Wagner gets a little bit romantic.
Weekday mornings on Classic FM.
Wake up with Dan Walker.
Yes, we had plenty of fantastic Monday morning music to brighten up what was a drizzly start to the week. It was certainly what I needed as I prepare for my epic coast-to-coast challenge that starts on Thursday for Global's Make Some Noise. Something fun to tell you about that tomorrow. And loads of wonderful music too. Come and join me from 6:30.
Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Classic FM.
The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Herbert von Karajan doing the conducting for the music of Ermanno Wolf-Ferrari on Classic FM, The Jewels of the Madonna.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Nicholas Daniel taking on the role of soloist to play us the finale to Domenico Cimarosa's Oboe Concerto, together with the fine players of the Peterborough String Orchestra. And Daniel Barenboim taking charge of Chicago, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and all about the night in shining armour. Lohengrin, prelude to Act 3 of the work by Wagner. From Schubert, Sunshine, Symphony No. 5. On Classic FM.
Thank you.
Symphony 5, the third movement of that work by Schubert, played by Concertus Musicus Vienna, and with the baton, the conductor, Stefan Gottfried. News and weather on the way here on Classic FM. And another number 5 will begin our Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this afternoon, swiftly followed by Bizet and something from Carmen, plus Chopin will make the piano sing. It is Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The following message is brought to you by Airbnb.
After a busy few months, I was craving a bit of peace and quiet. Somewhere off-grid in a cabin where we could really relax. And we found the most perfect Airbnb to do just that in Turkey. Nestled in the hills, there was a nature reserve nearby, beautiful woodland, and a trail which went past a stunning waterfall. The cabin was shaped like a large triangle with a living space downstairs, and it had a raised deck with stunning views of the surrounding hills. And in the apex, on a mezzanine level, was the bedroom. And the best part of our stay, the jacuzzi, was just incredible. It was exactly what we needed after a long walk each day. We couldn't have found a hotel that unique in such a rural and peaceful location. It was no surprise that this cabin was a guest favorite, meaning it's one of the most loved homes on Airbnb. When I'm planning a stay, it's always good to know that other people have had a great time there too.
Most homes would save with Octopus. Matt switched and started saving in April last year.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Are you being kept in the dark when it comes to your pension fees?
Hello? Who turned the light off? This is wildly unhelpful.
Most pension providers charge percentage fees. This means you could pay more as your pension grows. But at Interactive Investor, you pay a low flat fee, which means you could save more and have more money in retirement. The II Personal Pension, a Which? Recommended SIP for the third year running.
Hello?
SIP values can fluctuate and you could get back less than you invest.
The Hillary's flash event is now on. Get an extra 10% off everything until the 30th of September. That's on top of up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles, including our innovative thermal blinds, helping you keep your home cooler in summer and extra warm in winter. And all backed by our price promise, so you can be sure to get Hillary's quality at the best value. Visit hillarys.co.uk to book your free home appointment. But be quick, extra savings will be gone in a flash. Conditions apply.
With the biggest range of cars to buy entirely online, it's no wonder everyone's cinching it.
I cinched it during spin class. Think I'm going to be sick.
I cinched it in this coffee shop.
What are you having?
A five-door hatchback.
This is your captain speaking. I cinched it before takeoff with a 14-day money-back guarantee.
With so many great reasons to buy, the nation aren't just nailing it, they're cinching it. Comparison against equivalent retailers. Visit cinch.co.uk/range claim. Mileage restrictions and terms apply.
Lindor is celebrating 75 years of bliss. Enjoy irresistibly smooth melting chocolate from the Lindt Master Chocolatier and be in with a chance to win a luxury trip for two to the Lindt Home of Chocolate, Switzerland. With over £600,000 worth of prizes to be won, you could be one of the lucky winners. Visit lindt.co.uk for T's and C's. Lindor, you choose the moment, we'll provide the bliss.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the UK has reiterated the need for a ceasefire in Lebanon as fears grow of an Israeli ground offensive against Hezbollah. The group's deputy leader has insisted they're ready for an invasion. And foreign affairs expert Sam Kiley says they are a powerful organisation.
Hezbollah is a state within a state in Lebanon. It can mobilise, it claims, 150,000 people. It sent 40,000 people to fight for Assad. It is also part of an international criminal mafia network of drug smuggling and money laundering.
The UK government has again urged all British nationals to get out of Lebanon on the next available flight. A 96-year-old woman's been given an 18-month suspended sentence for causing death by dangerous driving. Jo Mills pleaded guilty after her car mounted a pavement and hit two pedestrians in August last year in Formby. 76-year-old Brenda Joyce was killed. Four Met police officers and a staff member are being investigated over claims they didn't look into complaints about one of their colleagues. PC David Carrick was jailed for life last year as one of the UK's worst sex offenders. Reporter Fraser Knight has more.
The police watchdog wants to see five people disciplined for failing to investigate complaints by his ex-partners. The Met has apologised for missing multiple opportunities to sack him before he was arrested.
After more than 100 years, traditional steelmaking in South Wales will come to an end this evening. The last blast furnace at Tata Steel in Port Talbot shuts down with the loss of thousands of jobs. And the UK's last remaining coal-fired power station near Nottingham has also closed today. The fuel has been used in the UK for 142 years. It's been reported there'll be extra prize money in the early rounds of the FA Cup next season to help with the